B104.3. Good morning. This is Morning Go. And y'all, it is time for the Daily Dust. Yeah, we're doing it. I know it's a holiday, but I still have plenty of content.
Oh, the gossip mill.
Here comes the gossip.
I swear you're the biggest gossips in town.
Well, now you're making it sound like gossip.
I should have repeat gossip. Why should you stop now?
You don't think right now is the time for gossip?
Let's dish.
Okay. Taylor Swift, y'all, just dropped $2 million on two separate organizations right before Christmas. She gave $1 million to Feeding America and a second $1 million donation to the American Heart Association in honor of her dad, who underwent heart surgery this year. And honestly, this is pretty on brand for her. She's donated over $50 million to various charities throughout her career, from secretly paying fans medical bills to donating to food banks at every single stop on her Eras tour. And stop, wait, before you say, yeah, she's a billionaire. And that's not liquid assets, y'all. Okay? That's not cash in the bank. So calm down. Macaulay Culkin has settled the long-running debate over Die Hard status as a Christmas movie.
Is Die Hard a Christmas movie?
No, it's not. It's based around Christmas. Don't fight me on the moon.
It's really messed up.
It's based around Christmas, but if it was also St. Patrick's Day, it would work. You know, yeah. But you couldn't do like Memorial Day, Home Alone. Like, no, it doesn't work that way.
I think Arbor Day works. You can be in a treehouse.
I'm just saying is that, like, listen, I'm kind of the godfather of Christmas nowadays.
You know? I love him so much. Diana Ross will help ring in 2026 by headlining Dick Clark's New Year's Rockin' Eve with Ryan Seacrest. The 81-year-old Supremes legend and Rock Hall of Famer will perform a medley of her hits, including I'm Coming Out and Upside Down from Times Square, as part of America's largest New Year's Eve celebration on ABC. Lady Gaga announced that her film Harlequin Live, One Night Only, will stream for free on her YouTube channel tonight at 6 o'clock, our time. The content captures her intimate September 30th, 2024 performance of the Harlequin album. And Song Sung Blue arrives on Christmas Day tomorrow in theaters. And here's the thing. It's about a Milwaukee couple who perform as a Neil Diamond tribute act, and they, you know, ride a roller coaster of fame and personal struggles. It stars Hugh Jackman and Kate Hudson.
Sweet Caroline, la, la, la. The good times never seem so good.
So good, so good, so good.
Oh,
Bubba, how you doing?
How am I doing? I'm cute.
I just disappear in the music. You two always know what to do.
I can't thank Neil, because every thank you I got belongs to you, doll. You're my August night, my September morn, you're my crackling Rosie.
That gives me chills. He's so sweet. Hugh Jackman, Kate Hudson, Michael Imperioli, and Jim Belushi star. Anaconda slithers into theaters tomorrow. Two lifelong friends set out to remake the movie Anaconda, and their lighthearted adventure in the Amazon spirals into danger when a real giant snake slithers onto the set. It stars Jack Black, Paul Rudd, and Tandy Newton. And why do I feel like this is going to be a laugh riot? We may have to go see that tomorrow. I hope Mr. Kane's listening. Hey, we want to go see that tomorrow. Marty Supreme hits theaters tomorrow as well. It's about Marty Mauser, determined to prove himself and accomplish something extraordinary with table tennis.
I have a purpose.
Okay.
Let me ask you something. Do you make money at this little table tennis thing?
Not yet.
Do you have a job?
No.
How do you live?
Well, I live with the confidence that if I believe in myself, the money will follow.
And what do you plan to do if this whole dream of yours doesn't work out?
That doesn't even enter my consciousness.
Maybe it should.
Timothy Chalamet. Why do I feel like he lives like that in real life? It also stars Gwyneth Paltrow and Fran Drescher. Yeah, sorry, I had to throw that in there. Okay, y'all, I got an ick. Dirt alert. This one is giving the ick, and it always has, about actor and comedian Russell Brand. He's been charged with two new offenses from two new women, and that's from London's Metropolitan Police. Brand is scheduled to appear in court January 20th on the new allegations. Ugh, just big old giant ick. All right, that's it. That's your Daily Dust for this December 24th, 2025. It's not the last one of the year. Well, I'll be back on Friday with more Daily Dust on Morning Go, B104.3. Good morning.